Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of the one and only mighty creator, Elohim. Hallelujah. He's worthy, he's worthy. I just thank him for waking me up this morning on time. I see he woke a few of you up on time. Hallelujah. We know that time went up an hour on last night or over in the morning, but most of us probably set our clock back. Hallelujah. Before we hit the bed. I know I did. I'm just grateful that we're able to continue to come forth as we're trusted in that one and only creator. Hallelujah. We're believing in him. We're depending on him. Hallelujah. He makes all things possible. Yes, he does. He is the Most High. And I thank him. I trust him. I believe in him. Yes, I thank him for you coming in and being faithful and calling in to join on Crown Talking Drums Radio. Hallelujah. This is early Sunday morning. And we missed the hour of sleep, so to speak. I tried to lay down a little bit early, and it was still an hour later. But anyway, it's all good. We're already March 12th. My, my, my. Time is just going, going, going. It's ticking right on into the future, and there's not a thing we can do about it. But I'm grateful. We've been graced and blessed to still be here. Yes. Hallelujah. I just thank you for deciding to add this broadcast hour to your time, to your schedule. You know, waking up, making sure you got up. Amen. It's just a blessing. You know who we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Yeshua the Messiah. Hallelujah. Yes, the anointed one, the promised Savior. He's the reason we're here today. If it had not been for him and our faithful Elohim, our faithful Father, our faithful God, hallelujah, sending his only begotten Son to this earth, we wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. We wouldn't have the right to be able to. We wouldn't have the right to have access to eternal life. It's just a blessing. It's just a blessing. So welcome to For Such a Time as This Ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham. I thank Elohim. I thank him for giving me this opportunity. Hallelujah. And every opportunity, not only does he give me, but he gives you, hallelujah, to share of his goodness. But I thank him for the opportunity to share in this space, hallelujah, this time, this platform, hallelujah, this season of my life. I just give him praise. Whatever season he takes us through, we have to take him and praise him through it. Praise him through it. Hallelujah. But I'm just grateful to be able to encourage the saints, the others, anybody that I'll come in contact with, hallelujah, even if they're not a saint yet, not a set apart one, not in the faith yet, amen, hallelujah, I still want to encourage and bless, and that should be our mission and our goal, hallelujah, to encourage others with the word of truth. That word is alive, hallelujah, it brings life, it brings healing, hallelujah, it's the word of truth, that's what it does, it's the very life of Elohim himself. My, my, my. I just thank him this morning. Hallelujah. We know it's so much going on and we can't, you know, don't want to just focus on that, but it is a lot going on this earth. Hallelujah. A lot of evil and things just going on and you try to figure out what's happening here. You know what? But our Father, he already knows what's going to take place. He already knows what encounters we're going to have to experience on a day-to-day basis. But he's right there with us. Amen. And that's what I love about it. Even with COVID still lingering around and the earthquakes and the floods and the fires and all these things being in diverse, many types of places. It's just so much going on with the crimes taking place, teenage crimes and, the gun violence and just so much taking place, food prices going up. And then I saw a clipping on the news where though the food is coming down, the merchant, they're still charging us the higher prices. What's going on with that? Well, you know, they're still trying to make their money back from the from before they even, it's all about them Benjamins. And it's like the government said, they're going to get theirs. You know what I'm saying? At our expense. My, sad but true. And that's in so many scenarios. They just take the prices of the gas up and down whenever they want to. One week it may be down real low, and the next week, a couple of days before you know it, it's back up a whole another dollar. I'm like, my. But our Father still provides for us. He's good like that. Hallelujah. He's going to see us through. I don't care what the price is. I don't care what the food goes to. He's going to see us through. Hallelujah. He's faithful like that. Always. Not sometime, but always. And I just thank him this morning and bless him for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter, you know, what's going on. And, you know, we see divisions and families and different things going on in our families. And the people just can't come together. Can't we all just get along? My. That's why he sent, hallelujah, the Messiah for us. Hallelujah. For us to learn how we should act first and foremost, those who believe in him, and then share that love abroad. Hallelujah. Even sometimes when we have to do it at a distance. Hallelujah. And just pray. And then watch him move. Watch the hand of the Most High. He will bring things into order. Amen. It seems like all this stuff and the visions and all this mess going on is on the rise. But our Elohim, hallelujah, but God, hallelujah, he's our Elohim. As we continue to trust him in his word, he's still going to have the final say. Amen, amen. And that's not sometimes. That's in and with every single battle. He has the final say. Hallelujah. So if ever there was a time for encouragement, because all that we see, all that we hear that's going on, that time of encouragement in the word, through the word, hallelujah, and fervent prayer that we need in this world today, that time is now. Yes, it is. So I hope you come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, has to say to you and me today. I tell you, so we can continue to go forth and be effective kingdom citizens. Yes, which that's what the Most High requires. He's anointed us. He's appointed us to do that. Hallelujah. He's anointed and pointed up to be all that for his kingdom. Amen. And to do all that for his kingdom. So that lets us know it's not about us. It's about the King and his kingdom. Hallelujah. Let us have a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day. Hallelujah. We're rejoicing in who you are. We thank you. We know who you are. Yes, you're the Most High. Hallelujah. We thank you for your new mercies and your new graces today. Hallelujah. Those special favors, hallelujah, that you give us and we don't even deserve it, but we get it anyway. Father, we just thank you. Mercy and grace go hand in hand. We thank you that you woke us up and we're in our right state of mind. You woke us up on time, even with moving the time ahead an hour. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. When I woke up this morning, I just started praising you and just throwing my hands up, just thanking you for another day, thanking you for bringing me through another week. Hallelujah. So many different things took place and happened, but you said, hallelujah, I'm going to stay the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father. You are faithful. I'm going to bless you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. And I could encourage your saints that has been praying and believing you to bless you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We're going to praise and bless your name because you alone are worthy. Hallelujah. And we just thank you. As we go into your word, Holy Spirit, you and I, thank you, hallelujah, for leading and guiding and moving me out of the way. Hallelujah. You take full control. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning, Father, for granting us, hallelujah, this roof over our head and all that you supplied for us and given to us. We just thank you. But we're just asking, Holy Spirit, that him and I together encourage the people of the Most High. Hallelujah. And filter your presence with this time. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. And we thank you. We pray this in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus. We pray this prayer. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you, Father. I'm just excited this morning. Hallelujah. I always get excited to bring the word. And I think that's what the enemy, I know he hates it. Hallelujah. Guess what? I'm glad he hates it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love my Heavenly Father. I love him today. And I'm glad the devil knows it. Hallelujah. He's trying to get us, me and us, to turn our back. So on the King of Kings, and he, yes, he's master over every single Lord. Hallelujah. He says it, and it is so. That's why today we're going to talk about from believing to perceiving. My wife, what you mean about that? You know, we're believers. We quote the scriptures, and we say the scriptures, and a lot of them, you know, we say phrases from the scriptures all the time. Hallelujah. As believers. But the key fact is, are we perceiving what we're believing? Hallelujah. What you mean are we perceiving? Hallelujah. What we're believing. We know what that word perception means, don't we? That word means to know something. Hallelujah. To discern it, to recognize it, to really have the full understanding of it. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to have. We have to believe it and know what we're believing. When we say, we're not just quoting the word just to be quoting it, that it is really in our inner being. Hallelujah. And we're believing what we're saying. Hallelujah. Call us kings and priests. That's who we are. Kings and priests have authority. Yes, they stand their ground. Hallelujah. They don't let down. They don't cut back. Amen. They stand their ground. That's what we're supposed to be doing as saints. We have to recognize what we're believing when we're saying and quoting the phrases, so to speak, or the scriptures. Hallelujah. It has to be in our inner being. Why? Because guess who else we are? We're overcomers of this world. We just talked about all that we're seeing and hearing, hallelujah, that's going on in this world. Some of us allow this stuff to dictate to us. We allow it to dictate our future. My, we're not perceiving what we're believing. Come on. We have to know what this word says concerning us. We're different. We're peculiar. We're set apart one. That's who we've been called to be. So when we see these things taking place, and when something comes even right in your immediate source to try to take you off guard, hallelujah, you better begin to speak what you know. Hallelujah. Speak what you discern according to the word, according to the scriptures. You say you believe it. I say I believe it. Are we putting it into knowledge action? Amen. Knowledge action. Are we perceiving what we're saying? There's one scripture in Romans 8 that says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Nay, in all what things? What things? Well, guess what? We're going to read about that. So let's go to Romans 8. We're going to go there. Hallelujah. Romans 8. And I'm reading out of the scriptures. The scripture, so it may read, it's going to read just a little bit different, but I'm going to read it anyway. If you have your whatever version you have, you'll see the little slight differences, and you see the Hebraic names of the Most High and the Messiah, Jesus, Messiah, are written in here, and that's why I say them like I say them, because they should have never been changed. Hallelujah. If we wouldn't hear them and see them taken out of context like we hear and see today, that is so sad. People just call Jesus, just if they suck, and they don't even know him, but they'll call on that name all out of context. They don't even have a personal relationship. So if the names had never been changed, if somebody stuffed they told, they wouldn't have been saying, oh, Messiah. You know, they wouldn't have done that. You know, but I'm just taking it from the scripture perspective. So we're in Romans 8. Hallelujah. Yes, we're talking about nay and all these things. All what things? So we're just going to kind of go up just a little bit in Romans. I'm not going to start, hallelujah, but we're going to start because that is the ending verses. Let's start right at, I said I was going to mark it and I didn't. Let's start at 33, Romans 8, 33, and I'm reading out of the scriptures, which may read a different, little different than your version. Who shall bring any charge against Elohim's chosen one? Hallelujah, talking about us. It is Elohim who is declaring right. Who is he who is condemning? It is Messiah who died, and furthermore, is also raised up. Who is also at the right hand of Elohim, who also makes, hallelujah, my, I said I was going to leave this phone. I normally leave it out of here, and it's just a beeper. Who is he who is condemning? It is Messiah who died, and furthermore, is also raised up. Who is also at the right hand of Elohim, who also makes intercession for us? My. Who shall separate us from the love of the Messiah? Shall pressure or distress or persecution or scarcity of food or nakedness or danger or sword? Has it has been written, for your sake, we were all killed all day long. We are reckoned as sheep of slaughter. In all these, all this, we are more than overcomers through him who loved us. That's all the things. See, that's why we have to know, hallelujah, we have to perceive that other than just believing, we have to perceive, we have to know what we're talking about. Amen. When it comes to anything, we just been reminded right here who we are. We're the Most High Chosen One. That's who we are. Amen. Been set apart, appointed, and anointed for his kingdom business. Amen. To do his kingdom business. Amen. Amen. I heard the amen. Hallelujah. That's who we are. Amen. And because the Messiah died for us, yes, he sacrificed his life for us. It doesn't matter what's going on because we know that he's making intercession for us, sitting at the right hand of the Father now. So it doesn't matter. Nothing shall be able to separate us from his love. So as we're learning and believing of what the scripture tells us, amen. We're talking about believing to perceiving here. Amen. So when we learn, hallelujah, what he's telling us, we're actually putting that knowledge to action, regardless of what happens, regardless of what pops up in our life. Amen. So regardless of what's going on in our immediate circle. Amen. At the home front, let's put it like that. It doesn't matter. I don't care what it is. If it's a sickness, if it's a financial, whatever, I don't care what it is. Amen. We have to, saints of the Most High, we have to put his words first and foremost because we know he loved us. We can't let anything, nothing separate us. You heard the different breakdowns here. Some of us are dealing with some of this thing. Pressure, distress. Amen. We're dealing with this thing. Persecution, lack of food sometimes, different things. Amen. May we have food of what we need. Sometimes we may not have all what we want, but we have what we need. Amen. Hallelujah. Naked. If clothing is lacking, it doesn't matter what it is. Danger. If danger seems like it's all around us, it doesn't matter. Nothing shall separate us. When those things come against us, nothing should separate us from the love of the Most High. Amen. Amen. I got an amen again. Got some amens again. Hallelujah. We don't want these words, as we're speaking this word out into the atmosphere, to just be afraid. Amen. We don't want to just be saying we believe it and we spit it out there as a phrase and we haven't come to know it. We haven't come to perceive it in our heart, in our inner being. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what is written in these scriptures is all for our learning. We have to know it, hallelujah, that our Father, Elohim, he watches over his word to perform it. Do we really understand that? If he's watching over his word to perform it, and we're speaking it in the context of how it was written, we're going to have what it says. Hallelujah. He said, we don't want to take it out of the context. We have to keep it in the context of how it was originally written and the reason that it was written. Therefore, we'll be able to say in all these things, regardless of what's going on, we're still more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. We are overcomers. Hallelujah. overcomers. That's what that word means. And the scriptures calls it overcomers, which is the same as conquerors. Hallelujah. Yes, we have the authority to overcome any and every situation. I don't care what it is. It's what we choose to do with what's been given to us, what's been, whatever been put in our path. We're going to have some tests. We're going to have some trials. This life is not easy. Amen. It's not easy, but it's peaceful when we have the Most High, when we can call on him 24/7. Hallelujah. Yes, he makes all the difference. Yes, he does. I know he makes all the difference in my life. I praise him. Hallelujah. I know I'm a world overcomer, overcoming all this thing that's going on in this world. I'm an overcomer. I know that. Hallelujah. I know that I've been placed down here as a king and a priest with authority. Hallelujah. Decree and declare and have what is what I say according to the word. Hallelujah. I want to keep it in context. That's why I have to study. We have to study, saints. He tells us to study. Hallelujah. To show ourselves approved, not to man, but to him, so we can rightly divide the word of truth. This is the word of truth, but we have to study it to understand it. We can't just pull a scripture out here and there and don't do a little bit of history research. That pays. It pays. It helps us to understand why it was written in and how we can apply it to our lives today. Amen. Because one thing about Elohim, his word never changes. His word remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's mentioned in the Old Testament, and that's mentioned in the New Testament. Amen. If you don't believe it, do a word search. You'll find it. Hallelujah. You'll find it for yourself. Hallelujah. I thank you. I just give him praise, because even when I sit up under teaching, hallelujah, and I go with a pastor or a guest, someone speaks, a minister or someone gets up and speaks, I don't just take their word for what they're saying when it's something that don't settle right. I make a little quick note. I go back and do my research. I have to study for myself. Hallelujah. That's how we should be. Amen. Study to show ourselves approved unto the Most High. Hallelujah. Being able to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. The word of truth. That's what's going to sustain us. That's what's keeping us even now. The word of truth. And I thank the Most High for the word of truth. Amen. So when we get to the point where we're just quoting the scriptures and it's just a phrase and we haven't, it really hasn't been taken root in us. And, you know, because that's why we have to stay vitally connected to the vine. Amen. He said, if we abide in him, he abide in us, his word will abide in us. That's the only way the word's going to be in us. We have to stay connected, and that's a vital resource, most important resource as believers, so we can perceive and know. Hallelujah. From believing to perceiving. That's what we're talking about this morning. Amen. Because we're believers. We're followers of the Messiah. That's who we're following. Hallelujah. Yes. We're followers of the Most High. Hallelujah. That's who we're following. Yes. And the Holy Spirit is helping us. He continues to speak to us, hallelujah, lead us and guide us, our inward paraclete on the inside of us to give us direction, amen, to talk to us, hallelujah. I'm glad he talks to me, and I talk to him, hallelujah. And sometimes I don't hear nothing. When I don't hear nothing, I don't move, hallelujah. When I ask a question and I don't hear an answer, I don't move. I continue to be still. Amen. We have to learn to do that. Amen. That's part of learning to know his voice. That's part of learning to know his guidance and his leading. Amen. So we don't mess up so much. Because trust me, we're still in this human flesh, and we're going to make some mistakes sometimes. Hallelujah. But one thing about it, we want to be quick to repent and get it right. My. We want that word to become real in us. Yes. And not be just a phrase. Amen. Something that we made it a habit to say over and over and over, just quoting it, just saying it, just to be saying it. Let it take root, hallelujah, in our inner being. That's what the word should be. Take root in us, hallelujah. Let this mind be in you that was also in Yeshua, Messiah, hallelujah. It's also in Jesus, hallelujah. Let that mind be in us that's also in him. The only way we're going to get that in our mind, hallelujah, to have the mind of the Messiah to instruct us. The only way we're going to have that, we got to get in the book. We got to get in them scriptures. Yes, we got to love that word. We got to meditate on that word day and night. That's the only way we're going to be able to go forward. And when something tries to come and catch us off guard, we'll be able to bounce back. Hallelujah. Yes. In all these things, we're more than conquerors. I don't care what's going on. We're more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, more than conquerors. Hallelujah. That's above. Hallelujah. That's with overflow. We're more than conquerors over all those different things that was listed. Hallelujah. And so many things can fall under those different categories. My. I'm just so grateful this morning. Hallelujah. And that's one, and that's how the enemy can hoodwink us, so to speak. You ever heard that word, hoodwink? I don't want to be hoodwinked by him. That's nothing but trick, deceive, fool. He fools us when we don't, when the word is just a phrase and we're not, it's not in us. It's not in us when it's just something we just say out of habit. Hallelujah, it really hadn't taken root in our inner being. My. That's happening so much. We can see that. When we're around other saints, other believers sometimes, and their actions a certain way, and they say something, but then they do something else. Wait a minute, that didn't take root. Apparently, that hadn't taken root in your spirit. Hallelujah. On the inside, in your inner being. Because you just said a few minutes ago that, but now, what's this? I'm seeing here. And it's not judging. It's just, I got to pray. You know, it's not a judge. You just see these things. Amen. And I'm sure we all have seen that and experienced that in conversation, being around other saints and other believers. Sometimes we see that. We experience that. But it's okay. It's okay. Sometimes the Holy Spirit helps us to correct them. Now, you just said that. Sometimes he don't tell you to say anything. He just tells you to pray. That's why we have to know his voice, so we can have the hush mouth when we need to. Have that hush mouth anointing, so to speak. Amen. Sometimes we need to have that. And then sometimes we need to have that open mouth, that boldness anointing. Amen. We have to know his voice when he tells us, hallelujah, when and what to say, how to say it. Amen. But I don't want to be a believer. A believer, a follower that's been hoodwinked. Because we know the enemy is a trickster. He's a cunning, he's a trickster. He'll come in and the first place he messes with is our mind. You know, that's why our mind must, it has to get renewed. Because he comes with thoughts and he puts them thoughts in our mind. And as we meditate and continue to ponder on his thoughts, he begins to hoodwink us. He begins to trick us. But when we know, hallelujah, and this is believers, a lot of believers are walking, living defeated lives because of this. He doesn't want us. We are overcomers. We just read that. If we're overcomers, more than overcomers, more above just an overcomer, hallelujah, a conqueror in this world, if we're above in that, all that, and we know that, it's been rooted and grounded in our inner being. My. Why are we living defeated lives? We shouldn't be living defeated lives. Our lives should be one victory after another victory. We've seen it throughout the scriptures. David led many victories after many victories. Hallelujah. He defeated thousands upon thousands. Hallelujah. I remember that statement was made and Saul was a little... got a little leery about that thing. We're going to talk about that a little bit, too. I didn't know that little piece right there was going to come out, but the Holy Spirit brought that out, too. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful this morning that we are coming to recognize and perceive, know who we are. Hallelujah. Even the more we have to for such a time as this. We have to, saints. We have to get out of the defeated mode. We're victory. We're victorious through the Messiah, through our heavenly King, Elohim, our Father, our God. That's who we serve. Elohim, hallelujah, creator of heaven and earth. Amen. And I'm grateful this morning. My mind went even to David, which I brought him up ahead of time, but the Holy Spirit wanted to do that. My mind went to go to him alive because I knew he had a lot of faults, but his good outweighed his bad. Hallelujah. That was one thing about David. His good outweighed his bad. Hallelujah. What he did. Hallelujah. How his heart was. My. His heart was a pure heart. Even in his mess up, he did a lot of crazy stuff. My. When you think about it, sometimes you might want to focus on his weaknesses, but mainly he did have weaknesses. That let us know we have them. Amen. We're not there yet, and we won't be until we hear him say, what? Well done. Hallelujah. I'm looking to see that. I'm looking to hear that. I'm expecting to hear that. Amen. Well done. I don't want to hear depart from. I want to hear well done. Hallelujah. Those first two words is all I need to hear. Hallelujah. Not them that fall in the last few, depart from. My. That was one thing about David. I tell you, I talk about him so much. He's the shepherd boy. Hallelujah. Young. Hallelujah. And overlooked. But hallelujah. Elohim had his eyes on him. Yes, he did. He was out there in the field worshiping and praising, had an encounter, had a relationship. My. And it didn't matter. That's why I believe he could fight and win all those battles, because he kept his relationship sharp. Hallelujah. And when he messed up, he was quick to repent and get it right. My. That's David. That's why he was considered the man after the Most High's heart. He was after his heart. Hallelujah. He patterned his heart beat, hallelujah, for the heart of the Most High, even when he messed up. And that's where we have to be, hallelujah, knowing that, hallelujah, David was a young shepherd boy, hallelujah. We can see throughout the scriptures, he was very poetic. Look throughout the Psalms. He wrote a ton of them. He was very poetic. That's where his heart was. Even in the one where he was challenged and thought he was going to be killed, there were some in there when he talked about that. Even when he talked in his weak moments, hallelujah, he still would go back to the Most High. He still will acknowledge, you are my heavenly King. I know who you are. I know who I am. Hallelujah. And I think that's where I might have got that phrase from. I don't know. I know whose I am and who I am. I've been saying it for many, many years. And it's the truth. I know who I am. And I know whose I am. I know that I have perceived that and come to recognize that, even in the stupid mistake that I've made in my life. Hallelujah. And I know you made some stupid mistakes in your own life. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's keep it real. None of us are perfect, and none of us have arrived yet. Amen. We won't until this journey's over. But that's not an excuse. Every day we have to work out our soul salvation. Your soul, yeah, that's your mind, your will, and your emotions. Every day you're working on, hallelujah, your thought process. Hallelujah. Your will of what you want to do. Well, does it line up with what the Father wants you to do, the Heavenly Father? Does it line up? We have to think our emotions, when they get all wonky and out of whack, are they lining up? See, that's how we have to work out our soul salvation. Hallelujah. Our soul is what needs to be saved. Our mind, our will, and our emotions. That's what needs to line up with the word of truth. Amen. Yes. Needs to be saved. And we're saved, getting saved even more. We haven't arrived yet. He's yet saving us. He's yet delivering us from some things. Hallelujah. Continue to reveal our humanness, our human frailties to us. Yes, our human weaknesses to us. He continues to reveal these things to us. But what are we doing about them? Are we getting, we're believing what the word says? Are we searching it out and seeing what the remedy is in the word pertaining to that weakness or whatever, and getting that knowledge, perceiving it down on the inside of us? We know we've been chosen. We've been marked. We've been set aside. We're set apart ones. That's who saints are. That's the definition of saints, set apart ones. We are set apart, and we should be living set apart lives, not defeated lives. Amen. Because tests, storms, and all that are going to come. Amen. As long as we're living and walking out this journey, they're going to come. But what are we going to do? Come. Are we ready to fight? Continue to keep fighting that good fight of faith. What we believe. There we go. There go that word again. We're believers. We believe. What are we believing? Amen. If we're believing this truth and we're knowing it, perceiving it, and it's gotten rooted in us, amen, that's where we need to be. But David, you know, he was anointed as king secretly, so to speak, when he was about a young little, he was a teenager, maybe 13. I couldn't remember. I even tried to do some research on it this morning, but I think I waited too late to see. I know he was young. He was a teenager. I do know that when he was first initially anointed by Samuel, when Samuel went there and was looking for the king, and Jesse went amongst all his sons. And he said, well, I do have a younger son out there in the field. He said, bring him here. And he knew that was him. He anointed him then, but he wasn't no crown or anything placed on his head. But that anointing, it had already come. And during that time, he was going through the preparation. Once he was anointed and appointed, David was going through his preparation. He still went back out there in that field, still worked that field. And then at that time, Saul was king of Judah. If we remember the story, Saul was king. But he asked Jesse, can your son come over here and work for me? My. And as soon as he saw him, he just fell in love with his appearance. He was like how he was, I guess his stature. He just, you know, the glory, I'm sure, was on him. My. I'm just thinking about that story and David as a young lad. My. He was young and the glory was showing on him. And Saul recognized that. So Saul ended up, you know, having him, David was so good that Saul, when he would get upset or would get, you know, weary or something was going on with him and he'd be disturbed, he'd have David to play his harp. And that would just soothe him. My. So, you know, David ended up getting elevated in that position because of what he was doing. Amen. And what he just did what he was anointed to do. Hallelujah. He stayed in his purpose. He stayed in his creativity of element. Amen. He was a worshiper. Yes, he was. Ha. He didn't know anything else to do but worship. I can just see him as he was out there tending the sheep. Just think about it. He was tending sheep. Sheep are some of the most humble of them. You know, they've been categorized as kind of stupid or, you know, they don't, but they're smart. Very smart animals. They even don't even, one thing about sheep, they don't eat just anything. Ha, what does that get? Who are we? We're sheep. Sheep don't just eat anything. When it's something unclean, they can discern that it's unclean. They won't even put it in their mouth. I was reading that about the sheep. I said, my. We are sheep, saints. We are followers of the Most High as we're patterning our lives after his son, the Messiah. Hallelujah. The anointed one, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our lives are being patterned. And then just to think of David as he was out there, hallelujah, managing, hallelujah, the sheep and the flock, keeping them together. Keeping back and killing anything that would come and disturb. When he was out there, he killed a king. A giant. My. He killed a giant. David was powerful. Guess who he was trusting in, who he was worshiping, who he was acknowledging? The Most High. In all that time, hallelujah, he was being prepared. What are we being prepared for even now? What time and what years have we wasted? Let's think about it. Because the anointing, the hand was laid on us from the beginning. No physical hand was laid on me. The anointing of the Father, his voice speaking to me. Hallelujah. That's what was laid on me at a young age. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful. Didn't know I had gifts and talents. Hallelujah. And they started coming forth and I was shocked. I didn't know when I first started singing, I used to love to sing as a little girl. My oldest brother, he bought me a microphone. And I would go throughout the house singing all the listening songs, come on the radio with my microphone. It was like they called them karaoke today, where they had one with a little thing to go to with the microphone, but you had to carry it all around with you, one little small cord and a little small little microphone. I remember that when he bought me that for Christmas. I think I wore that thing out. But then when I realized, I think I was about 14 or 15, and I went to sing, and my voice, I was like, what is that? I didn't even know it. See, we have gifts and talents that are, because see, it's not about me. We're talking about the Messiah. Let's get back there. Hallelujah. But we as a people have gifts and talents that have been laying dormant. Been laying dormant for years. I come to encourage you today. I hope we don't go over, because it seemed like I hadn't even really started. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, what's laying dormant? I want you to pause and think about that. What's laying dormant your life? A gifting, an anointing, a talent that someone came and talked you down about. See, that's why we have to know. We have to perceive. We have to believe what the Most High has already endowed us with. And then a lot of times he'll send someone by and they'll speak that word that confirms what he's already said, a word of knowledge. That's that perception. Yes, that's that perceiving coming by to confirm what the Most High has already said to you. But then that enemy, we talk about how he comes to hoodwink. Come on, he uses people too to speak. Hallelujah. He's a hoodwinker. He's a trickster. Hallelujah. He's a deceiver. He comes to fool us and trick us. Hallelujah. But when we know whose voice are we going to understand and know even the more as believers, what are we going to perceive and know on our inner being? What the word says or the spoken word says? Hallelujah. What the person, what the Father said to us in our personal time? Or what the enemy sends somebody else to say negative, coming against what the Father has already spoken? See, we got some gifts. I know there's some talents and some gifts. Hallelujah. Those who's listening to the sound of my voice today, hallelujah, that's laying dormant. Hallelujah. I come to encourage you. I call forth resurrection. Hallelujah. Yes, we're about to celebrate resurrection. Our Messiah, when he rose up, hallelujah. Had he not risen, we wouldn't be here. Had he not been born, we wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. He did it all. He walked this earth for us. But I speak, hallelujah, to those talents and those gifts that's been laying inside of you dormant. I call you forth right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. You will no longer, hallelujah, lay dormant. You will no longer use excuses of the hoodwinker. Hallelujah. His words are null and void right now. Hallelujah. Null and void. Hallelujah. From this moment forth, hallelujah, you're going to begin to stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. Stir them up. Hallelujah. By the Holy Spirit. Those who have that gift of speaking in an unknown tongue, speak even the more in your heavenly language. Do it even the more. Hallelujah. Yes. He's calling us to that. He's calling us up, always calling us up a little higher. Hallelujah. Come up thither. Come up a little higher. He's calling us, saints, for such a time as this. He has work. Hallelujah. Nations, yes, that we have to get delivered. Yes, we have to get them set free. He calls us to nations. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful that I'm part of that remnant. I'm grateful that you are part of that remnant. Hallelujah. He's going to always have a remnant. If we went to, we're talking about David. Hallelujah. And one of the scriptures that came to me, I knew it was in there when it came to this word perceiving. I had to find it. In 1 Corinthians 14, David was much older then. He had already, after Saul had passed away, David, when he died, David ended up taking over Judah. He became king. He was crowned king of Judah for a little while. Amen. For about maybe 7-8 years, I believe it was. Amen. And once Saul died, he went through a lot. Saul was after him, you know. I mean, he had to, he was, but he would not put his hand on the cave. He would not touch that anointing. He wouldn't kill him. Hallelujah. And he could have had plenty of opportunities, but he didn't. My. When you think about it, hallelujah, this word, when you think about the life of just one individual, I'm just talking about David. It's so many individuals that we can look up their story, and we can put that, what they dealt with and what they went through in today's time. My. It just amazes me how the Holy Spirit helps us to see that. How he helped me to see that and help me even the more. Hallelujah. But David, hallelujah, had, he was older then. But then when he became king over Israel, when he was anointed, see, he went through the ceremony then. He was officially anointed. He was king. He went through the test over Judah. And then he became king over the entire Israel. Hallelujah. Over all of Israel and all the different little cities that were connected to it. He became king over all that. But he had went through a lot of tests along the way. Yes, he did. But those tests were preparing him for where he had gotten to. Amen. He was the lineage of the Messiah. My. The Davidic lineage. The Davidic line. Hallelujah. We came under that line. Hallelujah. Yes, we did. Hallelujah. I don't care what color our skin is. We all were created under that line. That covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Messiah came through that line. David had to do what he had to do. There was parallel situations. You can look at David's life, and then you can look at the Messiah's life. Hallelujah. And what he did. There were some comparisons. You do your study, you'll see those comparisons. Amen. And for the sake of time, I can't go through them. I'm not going to go through them this morning, just for the sake of time. Amen. We want to finish this message. Hallelujah. But we have to, we must do our homework. But when we get the First Chronicles, that 14th chapter, my. This was when David was already king over Israel. I think a few weeks ago we talked about how he was out there to set up and help give them instructions to build. My, this phone. I did not even leave it in here today. Let me move it right quick. All the beeping going on. Hallelujah. But anyway, I'm just grateful this morning, hallelujah, that has David was a king, and as he was anointed over Israel, hey, amen, to do what he was supposed to do at that time. When he came to that second verse, as he was over, had been anointed king over Israel, yes, he was over the nation, and I had mentioned that a few weeks ago. We talked about him, how he was able to set up and get the ark delivered back, and how he was able to help them build the temple back and all that. He was able to get that done. That was just what he, that was his appointed and part of his last mission to get done. Amen. But right here in First Chronicles, the 14th chapter, the second verse, it says, and David perceived that. He perceived. Now, if I read it out of the scripture, it said, and David knew. Perception is knowing. That's what it is. You have a knowing in your inner inner, in your inner being. A knowing, hallelujah, in your inner being. My. And I'm so grateful this morning, hallelujah, that we have a knowing in our inner being about who our Messiah is. David perceived that Yahweh, hallelujah, had established him as sovereign over Israel. For his reign was highly exalted for the sake of his people, Israel. David knew then, much older, why he came to know and perceive exactly why he was anointed as king. See, there's a knowing, hallelujah, that the Father wants us to come to recognize and know we are. I mean, know it without a shadow of a doubt. It doesn't matter what comes in between. Hallelujah. David, the light bulb turned on, and he recognized and perceived what he was called to do for such a time. He knew, hallelujah, at that appointed time that he was to lead the people of Elohim, the Most High. He was to lead his chosen people. My. That's something to think about. He fought many battles, even over conquered. Even in that second chapter, he conquered the Philistines. That gave him even the much more power. When you know something beyond a shadow of a doubt, when that light bulb has totally been turned on, nothing. What we read in Romans, hallelujah, nothing, absolutely nothing that comes your way will be able to separate you from the love, hallelujah, of the Most High. Amen. I don't know what you went through this week. I went through some things this week where the enemy was, but it's nothing new. Back in 20, my mind even now going back to in 2019, when they say I had a stroke. They called it a ganglionic stroke. They couldn't figure out what, I went through all kind of tests, back and forth to specialists. They couldn't figure out what caused it. They said, well, your blood pressure is this, your blood is this and this and that. All the tests they did, they couldn't find out. It was the enemy. He tried to take me out then. But what did I do? Several times he tried to cripple my body. He tried to take me and stiffen me up where I couldn't move. This week, I woke up with a crook and was having a spasm in the right side of my neck, going down my arm, going down my leg. It was like trying to take over the right side of my body. Sometimes when I've had those episodes where he tried to cripple my body, it'd be the left side. I said, Satan, you are a liar. I know who I am. I'm covered in the blood. Healing is my bread. Hallelujah. And I'm going to eat it because he's giving it to me. We have to know, saints, like beyond the shadow of a doubt. We have to perceive and recognize. We have to get from believing, just being believers, to perceiving what this word says. Hallelujah. We got to have it in our inner gut. Hallelujah. And nothing can separate it. Nothing can take it away from us. We'll have victory after victory after victory after victory. Because we're more than conquerors. That's who we are. Hallelujah. We are the set apart one. And I know the enemy hates me. He hates you too. Hallelujah. He hates me. He don't like me doing this, encouraging the saints. I'm going to do it even the more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. As the Holy Spirit helps me, gives it to me, I'm going to give it out. I don't care who I come in contact with. This not, it doesn't even have to be this platform. I was told one time by a person, I won't let you preach on my pulpit. I said, you know what? I was preaching before I met you. I don't need a pulpit to preach. I tell it wherever I go. Always have, always will. That pulpit don't belong to you no way. Hallelujah. You got it twisted. You got your order out of order. My. Don't nothing down here belong to us. We're just stewards. That's all we are. We're stewards over this stuff. All this stuff down here going to pass away. He said we'd have it. He said we'd have, he owns the cattle on the thousand hills. He said we'd have these things. But see, the key is not letting these things have us. Because when these things, when this prosperity is, and yeah, we're supposed to prosper. If we don't prosper financially, how are we going to be able to help somebody else? We're blessed to be a blessing. That's why we are blessed, to bless others, to help others. That's part of the mission. As believers, hallelujah, and perceivers, we know this stuff. As believers and the knowledge that we gain and know, through spending time in our personal relationship with the Heavenly King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we spend that time in His presence, hallelujah, we come to perceive, know, and understand what we ought to be doing, when we ought to be doing it. He leads us, He guides us, He moves us here and there. And when He doesn't speak, you better be still. Because if you move, you're going to make another mistake. I made too many mistakes in my life. But moving ahead. No more. No more. You know, people will pull on the anointing. On your anointing, it will be pulled on. But you better seek the Most High first. Seek Him first. That's always. That's an always. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm. Because of the people. See, I'm only here because of the people. We have nations that we have to speak to. That nation could be right within your immediate family. That nation could be on your job, in your place of employment. That nation could be where you go visit in a rest home or where you go, somewhere you go. You're going to deliver a nation. Because if you get one person delivered, guess what? They're going to go get somebody else delivered. That's just that's a domino effect. That's how it works. Hallelujah. So we need to speak to nations. We have a song, and we played it a lot when we were doing evangelism out on the street, feeding the homeless and ministering to the homeless. We speak to nations. Hallelujah. I'm still speaking to nations. Gonna continue to speak to nations. Be healed. Be set free. Be delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. That anointing. That's what it does. Removes burdens. And it destroys every, not some, every yoke of bondage. We are anointed vessels. Been anointed and appointed for kingdom service. Amen. We can't forget that. We can't just be believing without perceiving, without knowing. Hallelujah. Even the more whose we are. Hallelujah. And who we are. Because we know whose we are, he helps us to know who we are. And that's awesome. He helped me recognize that at a young age. That's why I've been saying that for so many years. I didn't even realize it. Ran into a young lady a couple months ago that I hadn't seen in years. And one thing she said, one thing I got from you is I know who I am and I know who I am. I have forgot. I've been saying that for years. And it's true. It's in my being. Hallelujah. Had to remind some people along the pathway. Hallelujah. In my life that I know who and who I am. Sometimes if you don't know that, when you go through a situation, it will take you out. It will drive you crazy mentally. I'm serious. We have to know who we are. We have to perceive that beyond a shadow of a doubt. I can imagine David saying, I'm king. I'm actually king. I am king. But it didn't go to his head. He knew why he was king. For the people. He knew what his actual appointed, anointed call was at that moment. He was anointed at a young 13-year-old boy. I think, if I heard right, I think he was about 13. I might have studied that before. But I know he was a young teenager when he was originally anointed. It was just done in secret because there was no open crowning done how they would normally do it. But you know what? I'm just grateful and I'm thankful this morning that we're no longer going to let that devil hoodwink us. No more. The buck stops here. Yeah. That line from trying to believe to actually knowing that word, actually knowing that word, actually knowing it, not just believing. Amen. Not just, we're going to read it. We're going to meditate on it. We're going to think about it. And it's going to get ingrained and engrafted in our spirit. That's what it's about. Hallelujah. We got to see ourselves. That's what the Father says about us. We have to see ourselves as that. What the Father says about me. Only way we're going to know what he says about us is to get in this word. Get in this book. Amen. Amen. I just love it. I just love it. By his stripes we're healed. Amen. If you have to say that, you can say that 50 times a day, but it's not on the inside of you and you don't really know that, nothing's going to happen. Nothing. Amen. We can hope for it. But if we don't perceive it and really get it and understand it, nothing's going to happen. Amen. We know death and life are in the power of our tongue. We're speaking life, but we got to know that. We got to know it. like never before. Amen. Saints, I just encourage you today, as we're about to fall off the line, time has ran down. Amen. I just want you to know and be encouraged today. Hallelujah. Come to know, not just believe what the word says. Come to know what that word says. Amen. And we're just going to close out with the word of prayer. Unless anyone has a comment or a prayer request. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. I just want to say thank you so much for bringing the uncompromised word of God. You truly do speak the word and make it easy to understand, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much for what you do and your faithfulness. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Bless you too, my sister. Amen. Any prayer requests? We're just going to go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time, this appointed time that you called us together, that you placed us in each other's path for such a time as this. We just give you praise and glory for how you're going to continue to take us forward. Hallelujah. From believing to perceiving and knowing and understanding your word fully and clearly. We thank you as we go about this day that you're granting us your travels of mercy. Keep us and we will be kept. Give us the heart and the mind to want to be kept. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. We thank you. We enjoy, hallelujah, that you, the inheritance that you've even called us to. Hallelujah. Help us to come to know it. Hallelujah. We were made in your image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because of that, we obtain your inheritance. Our hope is in the Messiah. Hallelujah. Keep our hope alive in him and in you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your guidance and your safety. Hallelujah. Throughout the remainder of this day and this week, we loose our angelic host to go forth before us to prepare the way, smooth out any rough place. Hallelujah. The crooked path, make them straight. Father, we thank you for that. And we give you praise and glory. Anything that's going on in our families, you know, work it out, Father. For you're always working it out. That song, some year, he's working it out. Hallelujah. For you. Hallelujah. Amen. And me. And we thank him. And we pray this prayer in the mighty name, hallelujah, of Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus. Amen. And to him, be all shalom, shalom, shalom.
My love.
Yeah. That Tamatha?
That is.
Okay.
Look,
good morning, Tamatha.
Look here. Good morning. Look here. I heard everything from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. You're telling these forces out here, these forces that keep us entangled, right? At least for the wicked. We good, but you understand what I'm saying? It's like I was hearing you, my tears, I had to hold them back, but they keep coming. I just can't believe what I'm hearing. Like, I believe it, but it's like, yeah. That whoever that was that said what she said, yeah, right on point. Right on point. We finna smash this kingdom of darkness. That's how we do. We roll with it. We running it. He ain't running it. We running it. You feel? Yeah. We running it. Not him. I've seen so much. Oh, my goodness, I've been entangled with so much. But my Father was gracious and heavenly. All I heard was grace and mercy. When he was speaking, it's so beautiful. It's like crazy, you know. But that's what we do. That's how we roll. My Father said, look, nobody plucking you out of my hand. We in his hand, right?
Amen.
We're in his hand. 100%, 200%. We're in the hands of the Most High. Elohim.
Amen.
You feel?
Amen.
And thank Yah for your own shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Whatever's going on with the Jeremiah 6:16. I love it. It says, go back to the old path, when it's a good way, you'll find rest in your soul. I hear you talk. I've been hearing you talk for weeks I've been hearing you talk. And I haven't been saying nothing. But the way that you refer back to our original heritage, our language, we speak English. Okay, cool. That's all we know. But outside of this is something greater. And guess what? When we get on the other side, it's like, cool. It's like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so thankful for my Abba. He's so great. He's so beautiful. He's beautiful in his nature. I watched this bird yesterday, whatever. I seen his birds move around before I went to bed. You know, his birds, his creation, even the fences that I see, you know, everything is just perfect. He's perfect. My father, my Abba is perfect in everything that he do. He don't miss a dime. He don't drop it. You know what I'm saying? He's like perfect. He on that. Like, it's crazy. And I think about my father. I think about him. But when I hear you, sometimes I avoid, because if I hear you or see you, it's them. It's like, I don't know how y'all did that or what Abba did with that, you know? But it's like, y'all, oh my goodness, so compatible. My dad couldn't choose another woman besides you. Maretha Serepa. Good gracious. I mean, you were perfect. You were perfect for my father. And I thank you for that. I love you for that.
Mm.
Blessings from Yahweh and everything else that comes. Look, I hope you get, okay, we get wherever we get, right? Okay? Three houses, stores, whatever. Nah, you need a full story mansion. Or, yeah, you took care of my father. He talks so much about you. You know this, but you don't know it because I was with him while we was working. You feel? So I know what he feels about you.
Mm-hmm.
You supersede 6 years. My mama was married to him for 26 years. You 20, right? Is that correct? 20?
Mm-hmm.
Is that? Yeah, but you superseded her. How is it that I deal with you more than I deal with my own goddamn mother? Yeah, that's real. It's real. That's real. That's how I feel about that. The Ruach HaKodesh made that possible. He knows how to glue stuff together, like glue, like super glue, right? That's what happens. She ain't want to do right. Nigga, get up out of here. Somebody else going to do right. And that was you. You just a train. My daddy talked to you so much. You fulfilled him. You kept him. You would have. Whenever I think about you, I think about him. It's no way to get otherwise. It's like, I think of you, and it's like, there go dad. That's why I've been running from you. Because I was scared. When I was where I was at, you already know. I ain't got to give it to y'all guys that's hearing. It ain't about that. It's about me and Maretha. Look, Maretha, look, you held it down to the fullest. And I loved her. How you kept my dad legacy. We running the Cunninghams over here. Okay, was it Wiley? Okay, whatever. But you're running it. You're running it. And I love that. I love how when you talk, he talks. Everything about you is him. It's so crazy. It's crazy. It's like, man, think of my dad's still alive because of you. Because of you. Because of you. There's no other way to put it. I mean, he's alive. You're him. I mean, and vice versa. I mean, what else can I say? Right? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love how the Real HaKadosh works. He's so splendid in what he does. Man, he's nasty with it. That's the new kind of terminology for these days to speak. Yeah, he nasty with it. I love it. And I embrace it. I embrace that. And I embrace you, which is my daddy, which is my mother, which is everything. You know what? I'm finna say something. It may not be right and it may not be wrong. But you know what? I don't have no respect for my mother. But I got more respect for you. I call you more than I call my mother.
Mm.
You feel? She left the legacy and bounced on a pucker. Okay. Anyway, that's it. Anyway, back to you. But yeah, that's what she did. She left. But you feel like glue, like super glue. Gorilla glue. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. Well, every time I've been hearing you for the last couple of weeks or more than a couple. Like, I listen, I never respond. It's the first time I responded. And all I'm saying is grace, mercy, and peace be it unto you. My mother. You're my mother. I have my mother. And I respect her and I call her, but you're my mother. You get that? Do you really understand that?
I hear you, Tomatis. I
understand. Yeah, I know you hear me. But guess what? You better understand real quick because I'm telling you, I don't play no goddamn games. Nigga been out here for years on these goddamn streets running it. You feel? But I know who I am today, and I know what my father say about me and how he kept me. And I had bullets shot at me, and they wanted to spat. I mean, everything you can imagine in your brain, guess what? It happened to me, and I flee. And I didn't flee. It was the Most High Abba that kept me, and he would continue to keep me. From this day and so on to eternity. Guess what? When it comes to that time, when it's time to take a knee and bow, guess what? He's going to say, guess what, Timotheus, you're my son. He has to. And it's the only way that he can do that. I mean, if he says otherwise, I'm a blank on him. Like, it's like, I know he got me in his back pocket. That's my father. That's what real fathers do. They hold it down to the end. And my father held me down all the way up to this point. Trust me. I've been through it. I rode through it, and he had mercy and compassion. Like you said, as the east to the west, so is my mercy and his kindness. That's how I ride. You feel? You know? But guess what? You got to go. I know it's about 8 o'clock or so. Whatever. Get off the line. I'm finna come see you. I'm in the front driveway. Love you.
Love you too. Shalom.